Welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast. I am Ed.
And I'm Jeff, back together again.
Oh, I've missed you, buddy.
Me too, man. We had a little hiatus last week, but thankfully, I had an admirable fill-in.
Yep. My dad jumped in that very last second.
Whew. And you know what, though? I think you did good. I think I got shoes to fill.
You do.
I got shoes. Yeah,
I gotta be honest with you. I got a couple of people that texted me the next day, be like, "Why isn't your dad on there more?" And I was like, "Because he will outshout, outperform."
Yeah,
because both you and I. And I'm like, "No, I can't have that."
It would be like your dad stealing your prom date. Like, you just don't want it to happen.
No, definitely not.
I would like to be on it with him, although I don't think it would go that well because I think he would hate my guts.
Not at all.
The second I cursed.
Mm-mm. No, he has no problem with, I mean, like, he doesn't particularly care for cursing, but he wouldn't have a problem with you doing it.
Gotcha.
He listens to this regularly.
Okay.
And he knows I have all the respect in the world for you, so that goes.
I want him on it. I like him.
Well, next time we get a studio.
Okay.
We'll drag him on.
All right. That's perfect. Dave, quit that job.
Come
back. Let's fucking make it happen, buddy. We miss you.
So we need to talk about something very important.
Besides Dave not being here?
Yeah, because I said very important.
Oh. It can only be one thing.
It is.
Is it the new quick check?
It's the new quick check.
Dude. How all right. Unbelievable.
So here's the thing, people who are not from Long Island, you lucky bastards. We have 7-Elevens here. That's our convenience store.
Yes.
And if you've been to one 7-Eleven, you've been to every 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they're pretty much all the same.
And I thought they were pretty good. I thought they were all right, you know? Slurpees are delicious. They had my string cheese.
Some are better than others.
True.
Honestly, some are better than others.
Yeah, but you know, you walk in, you know what you're getting.
Yeah, you're pretty safe walking in there that you're going to find familiar territory.
Yeah. This quick check, which... By the way, the check is spelled C-H-E-K, which usually would annoy me, but now having been inside there, I find charming.
Here's the thing I don't get, though. The quick is spelled properly.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Why not do the C-K in both?
Yeah, I would have done that. I would have done some consistent branding.
But you know what?
Listen,
I can't hate.
Here's the thing. This place may very well be heaven on earth. We just spent a good maybe 7 minutes in there, wandering. They've got breakfast sandwiches.
Soups, which
I
love.
They got soups. They got Friel milkshakes. That's the sort of shit I go to Philly to get.
Hold on a second, because they don't just have breakfast sandwiches.
Oh, I know. I was going to wrap around to the fact that they've got pork roll.
Ah, yes. Pork roll.
Yep.
They call it the Jersey breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, that one's for you, Lisa.
Lisa, we're going to go back in and get one after we record.
That's
for you.
Blatantly not true.
She says, you know what? You're right, because she says that not all pork roll is created equal.
Right, yeah.
She said she's got a place, and I almost want the first time that I have pork roll to be at the proper place.
Yeah, no, I can get down to that, yeah.
They have a crazy beer selection.
They got wine.
They have lots of wine.
Like, enough wine that our intern, who I believe is still alive, although I wouldn't really know, she would have appreciated it.
She is. She is still alive.
Is she?
She is still alive.
Wow, how do you know that and I don't?
I saw her.
That's right. You care more about people than I do.
I guess, yeah. Which is, that is...
Saying something.
Shocking. But it is true. Yeah, I saw her post something on one of the social medias.
Ah, one of those assorted social medias?
Yeah, I think it was Friendster, but I saw her post something the other day. Actually, I saw her post something, I think, this afternoon. that might have been from yesterday. You know, like, they fucked all the timelines up.
Oh, my God. It's the... Listen,
Facebook... How dare you call it a timeline and it's not in fucking
what I'm saying.
Chronological order?
That's exactly what I'm saying. The, by definition...
Yeah.
That shit needs to be in chronological order.
It is not... That's not a timeline.
No.
And it, and then the change to Instagram pissed me off, too. That
furious.
I just... I feel like I look at the same shit a million times instead of seeing everything chronological. Show me everything. Don't show me what the fuck you want to show me.
Yeah. You know what the one nice thing about that was, though?
What?
The other day, I was scrolling through, and a picture of the actress who plays Supergirl with a baby otter came up. And basically, if I had died at that moment, would have been A-OK.
Who's that? Who's the actress that plays
Melissa
Supergirl?
Melissa Benoist, I believe is how you pronounce her name.
On TV, right? She doesn't play it in the movies yet?
No.
Well, she might not. Who knows?
I doubt that she will, but she should. She's perfect.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't watch any of those. I don't watch any of those shows, but I did see the Justice League trailer.
The new one?
Yeah. Looked it looked pretty good.
Yeah. It definitely comes off as, so you know what happened with Zack Snyder. I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Very sad that he's, I mean, I'm sad for the reasons he's off the movie. I'm not sad that he's off the movie. But Joss Whedon took over to finish the reshoots. Apparently, the reshoots are more of a reworking the entire movie because a lot of that felt very Joss Whedon-y and not Zack Snyder-y.
I heard that it might, like, delay the movie and it's causing all sorts of problems for... Henry Cavill.
Yeah, he's on set right now reshooting scenes with a mustache because Paramount won't let him shave his mustache because he's supposed to be shooting Mission Impossible 27 or whatever they're up to.
So, what are they going to CGI off his mustache?
They're digitally removing his mustache.
I kind of wish they'd leave it. Let Superman have a mustache. Why not? You fucked everything else up. Let him have a mustache.
I think they're trying to fix it now. So if this happened, like, in the last two movies, it'd be like, all right, Superman's got a weird stash, that's fine.
Yeah.
Now, you know, they're trying to have actual Superman.
Well, it does, this, I will say, this trailer did make me want to see it.
Yeah, me too.
I have not wanted to see any of the other DC movies.
You're making a mistake with Wonder Woman.
No, I understand.
My mom saw Wonder Woman and liked it.
I'm not saying that they're not good, I'm saying that none of the trailers have made me want to...
I am saying all but one of them are not good.
Well, you know what? I saw two. I saw Man of Steel.
Yep.
Which was so-so.
Garbage.
And Suicide Squad was...
Hot garbage.
Suicide Squad was horrible.
Right, yeah. I haven't seen it, but I'm taking that based on your word.
Suicide Squad is akin to watching a video of your own birth. That's that's how bad. That's how little I want to rewatch Suicide Squad.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch.
If I had to write a movie review for Suicide Squad, that's all I would write. End of review, no stars. Terrible. But yes, this made me want to finally see it.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm hopeful. I've moved up from meh to cautiously optimistic.
Okay. I tell you what I want to see.
Thor?
Yo. Thor looks so good.
Yeah. Hulk talking?
I can't wait.
Gimme.
I cannot wait to see it.
The minute you had... the minute they cast... I mean, like, I was going to go see it regardless, obviously.
Yes.
But you got Jeff Goldblum... who is a personal hero of America's, and Talking Hulk now?
Yeah, it's... And Ruff is a real good Hulk and Banner.
Yeah. Yeah, he takes it real seriously.
It's my second favorite role of his behind 13 going on 30.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm with you.
Definitely.
100%.
But yeah, that one looks... That looks really good. I feel like we're going to see some real good movies.
Yeah.
I think Infinity War is going to be good as well.
Did you read up on Captain Marvel?
I thought that was after Infinity War.
It is after Infinity War. But they announced a bunch of stuff about it Like, that it's taking place in the 90s, and the villains are the Skrulls.
I heard both of those things. Well, I shouldn't say both. I heard it took place before Iron Man.
Yeah.
I did not hear more than that.
Yeah, it's...
She's a pretty lady.
Brie Larson? Yes, she is.
She's a pretty lady. That's going to be... That'll be all right.
Oh, well, have you ever seen The Room? Not The Room.
She is in The Room, isn't she?
Well, I always get confused between the movie where it's may just be Room and the awful movie that the next James Franco movie is based on the making of.
Okay.
I get those two confused all the time.
You're talking about the one that she won an award for.
Yep. Well deserved.
Whichever one it is, whether it has the or not, I have not seen it.
Okay.
I've seen neither of those movies.
Well, all I was going to say is she's really good at the acting thing. And
I liked her in 21 Jump Street.
My God, I forgot she's in 21 Jump Street.
That's actually the only thing I've ever seen her in.
My goodness.
Yeah. That's the only thing I've ever seen her in was 21 Jump Street, which I love, by the way.
Great movie.
Loved it.
What did you think about 22 Jump Street?
I liked it. It was not 21, but it was good.
I agree.
What I'm very glad is that they didn't make a third one that crossed over with the Men in Black.
Oh, see, I wholeheartedly disagree. I would have paid very good money to see that.
Oh, man, I'm glad. I'm glad they didn't
make that. I think that could have been a beautiful train wreck.
I'm glad they didn't make that. I'm growing to dislike Will Smith. As hard as that seems, I'm growing to dislike him. I was very disappointed that he was cast as the genie in the live-action Aladdin.
Yeah.
Although, wait one second, because yeah. I have to say this. I would have been disappointed in
any
choice, because the only good choice is no longer with us.
Yeah. Yeah, there's very limited people that you could put into that role. And I don't know that Will Smith is the right move, but at least it's somebody who'll do something different enough.
Who would you have picked?
It's a really good question.
It's not easy, right?
No, it's incredibly difficult.
I would have had to just have gone with The Rock, because...
You know what?
Anytime you don't know who to put in, you put in The Rock.
Speaking of The Rock, did you see the new Siri commercial?
I didn't see it
with
yet.
With The Rock?
Heard about it. Have not yet seen it.
I heard that it was coming yesterday on the Twitters. And I spent the entire night being like, this is going to be the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I hate it already. And then I saw it this morning and remembered that The Rock can turn anything into being charming as hell.
So, is it a commercial for Siri?
Yeah.
Do they need to make those?
Yeah, because a lot of people don't know what you can do with Siri when Siri wants to actually pay attention to you.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Speaking of your beloved electronics manufacturer. Mm.
My Dark Lords in Cupertino.
My friend had to get the screen fixed on his iPhone.
Ooh.
He made an appointment with the Apple Store. Mm-hmm. I think the appointment was for 6:30.
Okay.
He
didn't get out of there till like 9.
10.
Yep.
3.5 hours.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that about?
Here's the thing. I don't know why appointments for the Genius Bar exist, because you never get seen on time. But if you're 15 minutes late, you lose your appointment. If you're sitting there for 2.5 hours, you're supposed to sit there and say, thank you, sir.
Really?
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's one of the few things Apple does that really irritates me.
Yeah, that would piss... Honestly, that would piss me off so badly.
Yeah.
If I had to sit there for 3.5 hours... The best is, I'm there to get my phone fixed. The fuck am I supposed to do for 3.5 hours,
right?
Without my phone?
I had to go there to get a diagnostic run on my MacBook, and it took... 2 hours, I think.
Wow, you had to go there?
Well, I didn't have any hardware diagnostic tools on me.
I gotcha.
And so, I was pretty sure it was fine, but it kept on giving me an error. And it's like, you know what? I don't believe that you're telling me that you're okay.
So, was it okay?
Yeah, it was fine.
Wow. So, you spent 2.5 hours there and got nothing out of it? Well, you got peace of mind.
I got peace of mind.
All right.
I got some time to play on my phone.
Yeah, so I don't have a clue what I would do at an Apple store. I don't have a clue what I would do anywhere without my phone for 3.5 hours.
At this point, I don't know that I can actually sit without a phone for more than 3 hours. I can't sit without a phone for more than 20 minutes.
I can't either. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
The number of times during this recording of this podcast that you and I will check our phones is horrifying.
Oh my God. I've checked it 4 times while we talked about it just to make sure it was still here.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous I'd be without it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah. Yeah, we really probably should do something about that, but... I'm not going to do that either. No.
What am I going to do? Get a flip phone?
Ugh. No.
Something my Aunt Pam would do.
Listen, I don't know your Aunt Pam, but she sounds like a monster.
She is. She really is.
Just a downright horrifying human being.
A fucking flip phone.
Ugh.
What is that? You remember when flip phones, I mean, they were the shit.
Yeah, back in the day.
Now, not so much.
Now.
So what else is new, man? What else has been going on?
Nothing. I've been running around like an idiot, getting caught up on some work crap.
Did you follow up? I know we talked a little bit about Justice League and a couple of the Marvel movies. Did you follow up with Comic-Con at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that yeah. I had pretty regular feed update going on.
Were you excited about Deadpool versus Old Man Logan or not at all?
Here's the thing. Deadpool in the comics, I really don't care about.
I know.
One bit.
That's why I said it.
The Deadpool movie, I enjoyed. But no, I think Deadpool's super oversaturating everything and just like, go away.
Yeah, they do. They use them for everything.
Yeah.
What were you, besides what we spoke about, was there anything like real cool coming out of Comic-Con?
Besides the Justice League trailer looking pretty good, Captain Marvel was kind of exciting. Apparently, the Black Panther footage that they showed got a standing ovation.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that the movie's, like, awesome.
Bananas. Yeah, it's supposed to be...
That's another one I'm looking forward to. That's the beginning of next year, right?
Yeah, it's February next year, I think.
I am looking forward to that one, definitely. I liked the Black Panther character very much in
Civil War. Yeah, no, he's awesome.
Yeah, he was very excited about that.
Yeah, that was really... I mean, there's some cool dorky toy announcements, and I'm like, oh, I'd buy that. I'm not going to, but I would if I saw it. Some new Spider-Man figures and stuff. Not going to actually spend money on that, but they looked cool.
You might.
Nah, if it was a pop figure, then it would definitely be done, but it's just a regular action figure. Who's got the room, really? My entire life is just being taken over by the amount of pop figures I've got.
You're not into like they talked about a bunch of the different TV shows and like Comic-Con's become this like huge, like unveiling stage for everything.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's become a pop culture event. Yeah, totally. Unlike some nerds, I'm 100% behind. The more people that get exposed to this stuff, the more people like the things I like, and I kind of enjoy that.
Is there other stuff that you're... Do they really talk that much about comics?
No.
They don't, right?
Not really, no. The only announcement that I can really remember from the comics... I mean, there was a bunch of video game announcements that I really didn't care about.
You're not a big video game guy, right?
Well, I mean, like, I play one or two games a year.
Right, but I'm saying you're not a big gamer. That's no. not really, hasn't really ever been your
not really.
Your thing, right?
No. Although when Lego Marvel 2 comes out, that will be on my Xbox immediately.
Yeah, Gerard will have that as well. You guys are very similar.
We are.
Very similar.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm going to need him to explain to me how fidget spinners work.
Okay, he can do that.
Because I have 3 now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Any cool ones? Or are they all just the standard?
Oh, no, they're the standard. Okay, so I went to a IT cloud computing event. And apparently the big hot swag item right now is slap your logo is what I meant to say, as a label, onto a fidget spinner. Hand them out.
Yeah, it definitely
is. So I went from zero fidget spinners in my life to three. And, I mean, I, like, sit there and spin it, and now I feel weird when I don't have it in my hand.
Well, but you have not even scratched the surface, my friend. The kids on my son's lacrosse team, a couple of them are really into them and come up and show me. And the other day, it was an all-metal.
Mm.
It was the Spider-Man spider. It was just the spider. No circle, no anything. It was shaped exactly like Spider-Man's spider in all metal. And it was that, I forget what the paint is called, or maybe it's anodized or whatever, but I forget what the coating is called where it changed and has like the different rainbow,
okay,
like the prismatic color going, yeah, through it. And it was, so it was that. It was nice. Then he showed me Captain America's shield. Those were the two fidget spinners he had.
That's magnificent.
Yeah, they were really nice. I'm like, where the hell do you get these from? This kid has the best fidget spinners all the time. He's the king of them.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, he said he got them at like a convenience store.
I wonder if it was the Quick Check.
It wasn't.
Ah, that's a shame.
That's the one thing they don't have, Spider-Man fidget spinners.
All this place sucks now.
You know what does? You know where they have them is 7-Elevens. They have them at all the counters at 7-Elevens.
They have them at the counters at BJ's too. I saw that tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the ones at
the ones at BJ's were Bluetooth enabled.
What?
Yeah.
Do they play music?
I think so. I wasn't paying that much attention.
What the hell?
I just saw a Bluetooth logo. I was like, why?
Yeah, I wonder what that does.
I mean, don't get me wrong. If I can attach something via Bluetooth, I'm going to do it. But even I have to sit there and be like, what's the point?
I'm going to have to look that up and find out what the hell that does.
I think those were the ones that were blowing up, too. I saw a report about that on the news sometime.
Oh, goodness. That's not,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, you want to avoid. Maybe it's just me. But I'd like to think that it's pretty much everybody would think if you have a fidget spinner, you want to avoid it blowing up in your hand.
Very informative.
Thank you.
That's a nice safety tip for the kids,
yeah,
that listen.
Yeah. Why are you listening? You're not going to like any of this.
Yeah, that's not just kids, though. Have you ever heard of Dude Perfect?
I mean, I look at myself in the mirror every day.
No, the group. Not the way you describe yourself.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's a group of guys that do these trick shots and all sorts of stuff, and they've really turned it into this, like, empire. They were YouTube stars. So, in one of their recent ones, they are doing trick shots with fidget spinners. And, like, these guys are fucking good at everything. It's crazy. But one thing I saw them doing was using an air compressor. And they use, like, the gun, like, to blow up inflatable toys and all that, mm-hmm, stuff. Use the air compressor, or your date for Saturday, you know, whoever.
And tomato.
They were using the air compressor to spin this at such, like, a high, high rate of speed. Then they were putting it down on the floor, and these fidget spinners were taking off and, like, jumping off ramps and landing in buckets and all. I'm like, how the fuck are these guys so good at all this stuff?
Ugh.
And while I get it, I'm sure they do 100 takes.
Yeah.
But even at that, like, some of the shit they do, one of the guys, they were in a stadium, like a football stadium, with this guy Paul Rabel. He's, like, one of the top lacrosse players in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was standing at the top of the stadium. And this wasn't like high school bleachers. This was a college level, huge stadium. He was standing at the top. He shot a lacrosse ball down into the center of the field into a garbage pail. A garbage pail.
Wow.
That's sick.
That's intense.
You could give me 500 tries, I would not be able to do that.
Give me 500 years, I wouldn't be able to do that.
No, I would never, ever be able to do that. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous. I'm really thinking about milkshakes right now. I want you and everyone that's listening to know that.
I'm jonesing for a milkshake.
Yeah. Oh, so do you have a Roomba?
No.
Speaking of things that don't transition at all.
Do you have a Roomba? I had to think for a second what you were talking about.
Yeah, it was.
I thought right away about DJ Roomba, but no, I don't.
Me too.
I don't have one.
So the company that makes Roombas, iRobot,
yeah,
they are apparently going to start selling to third parties the mapping information from the Roombas that are in people's houses.
Really?
Yeah.
So the Roomba maps out your house by bumping into shit.
Yep.
Now they're going to sell people the blueprints of your house.
Yeah, well, people like... the current thought is like Amazon and Apple for the speaker configurations and shit like that. But I don't care who you're selling it to. I find that hella creepy.
Yeah, that doesn't work for me.
No.
That absolutely does not work for me. I am... Which is why I have this limited edition Roomba. You know where I'm going with this.
I do.
She's not going to be happy when I say it.
She's not.
But I'm going to say it anyway.
Oh, man, you're going to get yelled at?
Because I never, ever have to worry about my wife selling the plans to our house by bumping into shit with the vacuum. Never have to worry about that. Secret is safe with her. It's my girl. You know we're married. You know we're almost married 10 years.
Good God!
Next, the beginning of September will be 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah. If we get there after that Roomba comment. Yeah. Although, I don't know. I don't think that's going to push her over the edge.
No, I mean, you've said some...
I've said much terrible worse things than that. So, we'll see. I don't even think she listens. That's the whole
thing. That's hurtful.
I think I get away with this. I don't mean to the podcast. I mean to me.
Oh, okay.
She definitely doesn't listen to the podcast, but she does not even listen when I'm talking to her face to face. She just tunes me out.
Probably for the best.
It is. It's absolutely. That's how we work.
This is the key to successful marriages. Yep.
That's how we work.
Is 50% of communication. The other 50% is not paying attention to the communication being given.
Right. It works out well because I don't talk much at home. And when I do, she doesn't listen to what I said.
To what you said?
Out. Yeah. To the things that I've said. Yeah, that I say. Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she doesn't listen to them. So.
So she doesn't correct your grammar, like
was that wrong?
Yes.
It was wrong?
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm stupid.
Yeah, it's all right.
So she doesn't listen to the things that I say.
Yeah.
Or have said.
Right.
It works out well.
Yeah, that's...
I could write a book, Marriage Advice.
You should.
Stop Listening, The Guide to a Happy Marriage.
I'd buy it.
So, I don't know about you, but... by the way, we're still sitting at the quick check.
Yeah. At this point, I want you guys to know, we've been talking so much that now the windows are starting to steam up, so it looks like we've been hardcore making out in here for at least 4 minutes.
If I took off my shoe and sock and put it up against the window, people would think that we were fucking in the quick check parking lot. We're not. We're recording a podcast.
Yeah.
I don't know which one people would have less respect for, though. That's the problem.
It's the podcast.
If we get
one.
Caught out here, one. What do we tell people? I feel like I'd be like, oh, sorry, we were just fucking. I'd be too embarrassed to tell them that we're recording a podcast in the Quick Check parking lot. But listen, I just saw them lock this door.
Yeah, that door locks after 10 o'clock.
All right, so we can still get in the front.
Yeah.
But I don't think I can. I don't think I can stave off the for real anymore.
No, we gotta go get some.
We gotta
for real.
Call it a day.
Yeah, we're gonna dig deep.
Folks, we're getting for reals. It was nice talking to everybody.
I love you all.